T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come on, let's go. Fade it down, fade it down, fade it down.
Shh, shh, shh. Oh, that's the good part.
And then
part.
Fade it back up. Madonna is your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
It's good to see everybody's faces. Now I'm crying. We are going to do, because I can't do coronavirus or race relations anymore. Now, of course, we're going to have to talk about it at some point. But I am struggling to do it every single day, and I know you guys are too. We are going to do Family Feud at 2:30 this afternoon. It'll be Dana Wright against her stepson. Are you her stepson? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Against her stepson, Jason Katz.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm one of them. Defending champion cannot.
I love the feud.
Defend his crown?
You cannot defend your crown.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But you're always number one in my heart.
There you go.
Okay, number two.
So, do you have your buzzer?
As a matter of fact, I think I just found it.
Let me hear it. Okay.
There you go.
Is that it?
I believe that's your buzzer.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you just hang tight. 2:30 this afternoon.
2:30.
Mm-hmm. You're back in that room.
Yeah.
And you will play for the championship that was currently held by Sam Stevie the Third. Sam Allen Stevie the Third.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good.
In other words, you better win, Jason.
When did your middle name change?
Well, it depends on the day
mm-hmm.
and the time.
Mm-hmm. And the segment.
Got it.
How are you doing? Everything good?
I'm good. Yeah, it's hot outside, but other than that, I'm good.
Do you wear a mask in today?
I do. I've got it right there in my bag.
Let me see it.
Uh-huh. You want to see my mask?
Well, because I haven't seen it on your face. Oh, that thing?
Yeah. I've got a friend who's making them. I've got friends who...
When are you going to get serious about coronavirus?
Okay, so just to be clear, nutbag wackadoo that I have to sit with for 4 hours every day.
That would be me.
You started out the entire show by saying we weren't going to talk about it. You know what your problem is, if I may? I'm not going to use the word crazy, but we have to have a talk. This is an intervention, and it's a party of one. Scott?
Dana?
You are obsessed. I'm going to use the word obsessed with talking about the virus. You are obsessed. You have gotten worse since I got back. You literally just started the show and said, we're not going to talk about it. And then you cannot stand it. You have to talk about it. Mm-hmm. So I know that you see a therapist, so do I. I think that's great. I think you need to dump out your corona viral issues in that office and not in this office.
What is going on right now?
How does he start? Back up the show.
Oh, I've been paying attention.
What was the first thing that he said?
We're going to play some Family Feud because he cannot stand
because
to talk
he cannot
about coronavirus.
Stand to talk. And then he goes, can I see your mask? Where's your mask? And then now he's got a mask on and now we're going to be talking about Matt. I can't do it anymore. It's driving me crazy. I would rather talk about farts.
We can make that happen.
He can't help himself, Sam. It's like a disorder. It's like a tick. It's a tick.
Like your imaginary chin hair.
No, that's actually on my chin.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
You know, I just think you have a tendency to bring everything back around to the topic that you just said we were not going to discuss today. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to take my headphones off long enough to take my mask off. By the way, I'm not playing that.
I've stopped watching the news. I've been in the news business 26 years, mm-hmm. and I have stopped watching the news. And I think that it's healthy to take a little break from the news from time to time. And maybe, just a suggestion, you take a break, a little breaky-breaky, okay. from watching the news. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So I'm the one who's losing my mind, right?
I didn't say you were losing your mind.
Yes, you did.
I just think that you have a compulsion to talk about this.
She said she refused to use the word crazy and then used the word obsessed multiple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't understand the parameters here, but we'll go with crazy.
Mm-hmm. You think I'm crazy?
I do not think you're crazy.
You think I've lost my mind?
I think you have a compulsion when it comes to things and conversations about masks and the corona.
So what you're basically saying is that I'm crazy.
No.
No, Dana, be honest.
There is a spectrum of corona in all of our lives. Mm-hmm. And we all have friends who won't leave their house. And then we have friends who are hopping on a plane to Miami. You know, there's a right. spectrum.
Right.
You fall somewhere toward mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah. All right. So, Sam, she basically just called me crazy, if you just heard it. Here's what I want to point out, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, all right. I got it.
That train done left the station in about 8 weeks ago.
Yeah. And that may be true. I mean, there may be a portion of me that's a little crazy about coronavirus. And I'm petrified of catching it because, forgive me, Dana, that I care about public safety and my mom's life. But
you care about public safety. But you said we weren't going to talk about it, and then you promptly turned around and started talking about it.
So here's what we're going to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I'm crazy and concerned about coronavirus, okay? But before we go start calling everybody crazy and start having interventions, one-on-one interventions, you do not ding that bell. Let me do this. I want to tell you that every day we print off a series of stories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And some are from CNN, some are from Fox 4, some are from, you know, the Kansas City Star, some are from, you know, MSNBC, whatever. Today, we got a series of stories here in the newsroom that Dana decided to headline herself. In other words, she changed the original headline from MSNBC or Fox News or CNBC or whatever.
This is true.
And she put her own headlines on these stories. Here, let me just grab a couple.
May I
excuse me?
No,
you may not. This is an intervention. You may be quiet. Thank you.
He did get his piece. Sorry, you got your piece. It's time for him to get his piece.
So Dana decided to re-headline stories that are in the stack.
Correct.
Shh. The most innocuous of them all is bison will kill you. Okay. That sounds like an interesting story.
Accurate.
Here's this one from the Associated Press, re-headlined by Dana Wright. Kansas fish have herpes.
Also accurate. It's crappie.
Here's another one, also from the Associated Press. Man with small penis loses car.
Huh?
Man with small penis loses car. And I'm the one who needs an intervention?
$300,000 Lamborghini.
I don't care. The headline that Dana rewrote for this story was Man with Small Penis Loses Car.
Well, he did lose the car.
It was a Toyota Supra, by the way.
This is getting way into the weeds of what it is that we do here every day. Do you want to know why I re-headline those stories?
Mm.
Because when I go to copy and paste them and put them in the cloud, it is much easier just to bang out my own headline than it is to copy, change the font size, bring it over from the New York Post. It's like six steps to copy the headline. It's much easier just to write, Kansas fish have herpes, which they do.
Man with small penis loses car.
Did you see the car?
Did you see his penis?
I don't need to.
That was a fair question.
From the text line, in regards to Dana's headline, Man with Small Penis Loses Car, somebody writes in, Scott, where did your car go? I don't know. I've been looking for it for days.
The story, number one, he spent $300,000 on a car, which whatever. Number two, it was driven off the lot. He only had it 20 minutes when it was destroyed.
And I still don't know where it is. I can't find it.
It's pretty funny.
How was it destroyed?
I have a small penis.
That's what destroyed it?
The term master is officially canceled when it comes to describing bedrooms and bathrooms. At least when you're searching for a home in the city of Houston. The Houston Association of Realtors is no longer using the word master to hype bedrooms and bathrooms on its multiple listing service, MLS. Instead, the realtors are using the word primary.
The primary bedroom.
The primary bathroom.
Okay.
The change in terminology, which happened quietly earlier this month, is already in place on the HAR's Houston Association of Realtors, property listing database, and it came after several members demanded a review of the language, which some believe carries connotations to slavery. According to the HAR, the change has been raised and considered for several years, and they are finally pulling the plug on master. It is worth noting Houston is one of the nation's highest African-American populations.
Houston is not the only city by far changing the terminology. Chicago has followed suit. From MSN.com, the term master bedroom or suite can imply that there is a master who oversees the household.
Yeah, that master is me.
Typically a male. And from a historical perspective, as a master of slaves. So there is not only the racial implication, there is a gender implication.
Okay.
Where it's the master, the man of the house. So you can call it.
Well, now, wait a minute.
The owner's suite, the owner's bedroom.
Oh,
the
owner?
Main bedroom.
Owner, is that the word you want to go with?
Do I own the house?
Do you own the slave?
The change has been slowly happening for years, but without much consistency among companies and organizations.
This is dumb. This is dumb. This is the same kind of crap, Dana, that about a week and a half ago, I told you we were going to start enduring soon enough. we can't have a master bedroom because that harkens back to when there were slaves. No, it doesn't. I mean, think about this. When you and Joe got divorced, okay, and he moved out and got himself a new house, was your bedroom still the master bedroom?
Yes. I suppose I've called it the master bedroom.
When I moved out,
my bedroom.
When Shonda and I got divorced and I moved out, and for I think 8 years before Pedro moved in, she lived in that room by herself.
But the terminology is master as in belonging to a man.
No, no. You just used the gender word. You said it denotes a certain gender. Did Shonda not live in the master bedroom?
Yes.
For 8 years?
But the term master is the male gender. It just is.
How do you know that? So a woman can't be a master sergeant?
A woman can be a master sergeant, but master bedroom implies that it is the room of the man of the house. Don't you remember that time some idiot knocked on my door trying to sell encyclopedias or something?
Well, I do remember this.
And I said, no, we're not interested, you know, very nicely. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry.
And he said, can I speak to
the
man of the house?
Can I speak with the decision maker of the household? I owned that house. I was living there alone at the time. And I said, I'm sorry, what did you just ask me? Can I? And he just, he knew.
And so did you
I'm
turn
like,
around
no,
and go,
say it again twice.
Jack.
I'm sorry, let me get the master. He's in the master bedroom.
He's 17. Jack, come here.
Can you believe he said that to me? See, you don't live in that world because you don't have people say stupid stuff to you like that. I say we change it. It's my bedroom, and I'm a woman. It's a woman room.
So, I'm sorry?
It's now the woman room. It's the woman suite. But how do you like that?
When do we abolish calling people Mr. Parks because Mr. is a derivative of master?
Mm.
I thought master also was used to describe like a young lad back in the day. You would address, you know, a 12-year-old as master so-and-so.
Hmm. When is ma'am going to be inappropriate?
When you say something to me like, can I speak with the decision maker of the household, ma'am? And then I said, can I see one of your encyclopedias so that I may shove it
up your sire, sir?
I am so sorry, ma'am.
Why don't you
bend
over?
I don't like ma'am. I've never liked ma'am. Ever.
I don't. What do you want to be called? Miss?
I think miss is, again, no. Like when I have someone, like a waitress, let's say waitress.
My fair lady?
I will remember the name. Like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Like, my name is Julie. I'm here to serve you. So I don't have to go, miss. I say, Julie.
Well, what, I mean, if a man is to be called sir, what is a woman to be called?
Well, she's from the South, so darling.
She's not, first of all, she's not from the South. That is a phony baloney piece of crap.
There are just a few terms that I do not think generally you should use to address a woman, like toots. Don't ever say that to me either.
All right, hot stuff. Listen, what do you want to be called?
Dana is fine.
Okay, I don't know your name. I've just approached you, and I, hi, can I get your name? Because, I mean, people call each other sir without knowing their name. What am I supposed to call you? What's wrong with ma'am? You're crazy. You're crazy.
We're actually going to get into names a little bit later.
Fine.
We'll do it after Family Feud.
We will do it after we do Family Feud. That's right. At 2:45, I want to know from the ladies out there, if I can't call you ma'am and you don't want me to call you miss, what do you want me to call you? Tramp?
Oh, wow. See, there you go. There you go.
Honey.
Sweet cheeks?
Wow.
Broad?
No.
What do you want?
For you to stop talking because we're late to break.
We can't win for losing with you guys. Family Feud is next.
Guys. Oh, now we're guys.
Oh, my God. Jesus H in heaven. Oh, my God. News is next.
LeBron and James. You've been down too long in the midnight sea.
All right. It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Way too hard. Way too hard for the untrained ear. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. All right, before we begin, I need to test buzzers.
Ooh.
Hit your button over there.
Super.
Now try it again.
Super quiet.
Try it again. Okay. And Mr. Katz. She just stood up. She's getting serious. She ain't screwing around.
I'm up.
Katz, turn your pot up a little bit on your board.
It's a Texas size 10-4.
Okay. Here we go. Wow.
All right, let's go. All right, you guys know the routine. It is the first one to five. You win, okay? Let me get in here and figure out where the hell I put my scorecard. Let's do this.
Official scorecard?
Well, I know. I'm trying to find out where I put the... Oh, there they are. There's the Family Feud questions. All right, here we go. I need a pen.
All right.
Give me your pen.
It's so weird to be in this room, Dana. This is like the first time I've ever been in here. So like, because I always remember Kara Marks or Rebecca Crockett like being in here and saying, hey, I can see you through that little mirror right there.
Yeah, that's Dana's room. We're only allowing her in here long enough to play Family Feud, and then she's going back in there.
Yeah, so don't be breathing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't go breathing in that
mic. Crazy.
Cats. All right, you ready?
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Six answers are on the board.
Okay.
Point values are doubled. Tell me something that many people do just once a week. Dana Wright.
Workout.
Chris Katz. Jason Katz. Sorry, I didn't do that on purpose.
Sure you did.
Tell me something many people do just once a week.
How about go to church?
Go to church is the number one answer on the board. Top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, I'm not surprised. top 9 answers are on the board. Dana Wright, Jason Katz. Name a reason that a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Dana Wright.
Insomnia.
Jason Katz.
What?
You're off your game today.
No, yeah. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
To go to the bathroom.
Number one answer on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
Super simple answer.
Well, I have insomnia.
Top 9 answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class. I need to go to you.
Ooh.
I believe it was Jason Katz.
Jason Katz.
Run the mile.
Run the mile is the number one answer on the board.
That was my answer.
Sorry.
Also climbing that stupid rope while wearing a skirt so that everyone sees your strawberry shortcake underwear.
Top 7 answers are on the board. Point values are doubled. Jason Katz coming out of nowhere with 3 points. Dana Wright, 0. Who was the most popular character on the sitcom Friends? I believe it was Dana Wright on that
Dana
one.
Dana Wright.
Please, Rachel.
Rachel is number 1. 3-1. It's a repeat, but we're bringing it back. I remember this one. Top 9 answers are on the board. Name a country that speaks Spanish. I believe Katz came in on that one.
Let's go with Spain.
Spain is the number 1 answer on the board. It is currently 4-1.
Dana has a point.
She got Rachel from Friends, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Okay, here we go. Top 6 answers are on the board. Mm-hmm. Jason Katz could steal this game with the correct answer. Dana Wright has 1 point.
it's not really.
What are you
stealing,
giggling about in there?
Not
chuckles?
Stealing it at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, fair.
You're just taking what's yours. We asked. Oh.
Uh oh.
She's ready.
We asked 100 men. If you were dating a woman, how much weight could she gain?
Oh God.
Between dates without you noticing. Wow, Dana didn't even chime
there,
in.
Cats.
10 pounds.
10 pounds is the number two answer on the board.
How much weight without noticing?
Dana, we asked 100 men. If you were dating a woman, how much weight could she gain between dates without you, the man, noticing? He said 10 pounds. That is the number two answer on the board.
15.
15 pounds. Is the number six answer on the board. And Jason Ketz is your new champion of the Dana and Parks Family Feud, ladies and gentlemen.
What a terrible question.
The producers still reign.
Man, I gotta say, it was coming out hot and heavy first time around.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, man. I mean, you came out of nowhere.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to repeat that, but damn, am I gonna be I'm gonna be on back on a vengeance to try it again.
Get out of my booth!
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let's get to that. You don't want to be called ma'am.
I've never loved ma'am.
Well, what do you want to be called?
But here's why I found this to be interesting. The Midday Show talked about this a little bit today, and I disagree with the study. I want to just say that right out of the gate. They were talking about what is the most embarrassing thing to forget, according to research. And if you had to guess, what would you have guessed, Scott? The most embarrassing thing to forget?
Wife or girlfriend's birthday.
Birthday. Hands down, that is the most awful thing to forget. We've all done it. You know, you remember I forgot my mother-in-law's birthday a couple years ago. I just got busy and didn't call her. Yikes. I mean, that's bad. But according to the study, forgetting the birthday was like number two or further down on the list. The number one most embarrassing thing was forgetting someone's name. And I am the absolute worst at remembering someone's name. I'm terrible at it, to the point that one of my friends said to me, because this gets back to, do you say ma'am or sir or hey?
You?
What do you call someone?
Buddy?
Bruh.
What's up, bruh?
One of my girlfriends taught me a couple of years ago, it got so bad, Scott, where I would say, oh my gosh, it's nice to meet you. And then the person would say, we've met like six times.
Right.
But, you know, you and I meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Back before all this craziness was going on.
True.
So I was just bad at it. And I would always be very friendly and say, nice to meet you. And then the person would feel, you know, slighted because they're like, we've met. So my girlfriend Carrie taught me to say, it's nice to see you. It's a very subtle difference, but if you've already met, it's nice to see you covers it all. Maybe we have met, maybe we haven't. Either way, it's nice to see you, ma'am.
Ma'am.
But you're avoiding the point. What is wrong with calling a woman ma'am? I mean, I would argue that is the equivalent of calling somebody sir. And it is the highest form of respect. I mean, I and my buddy Bill Richhart came over today. He's an exterminator. I've known him since we were in high school.
Okay.
And I said, hey, Bill, I got some things to take care of. Can you just let me know when you're done? And I'll write the check. And he's like, he was in another room. He goes, yes, sir. And I go, hey, quit calling me sir, man. And he comes around the corner and he's got his phone in his hand. He goes, sorry, Scott, I'm like answering three different messages. He goes, yes, I'll let you know when I'm done. And I've known the guy since we were 17 years old.
So Cosmo wrote an article about this and they call it the M word, ma'am. It says being called the M word
Okay.
Can be as shocking as finding your first gray hair. And they...
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Thank you.
Listen to this article. Like all women, wow, I started out life as Miss. How can I help you? Miss, 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 you dropped a dollar. Miss, can I buy you a drink? Excuse me, Miss. Everyone wants to be Miss. Miss means you have more in common with Audrey Hepburn than not. Miss sounds like you're mostly air. Your body has magic and delicacy of a wind chime. And when you walk down the street, everyone hears bells. I don't remember the exact place or time I was first called ma'am.
It was the day you turned 40.
It is. This is why women almost universally hate ma'am. Because as sir, you see that as a sign of respect for you. As ma'am, I think some women, not all, see it as that's what you call an older woman.
Dana, you're
don't
old-
you tell, don't you, you better watch your pirate whore mouth.
Should we all just take after Hulk Hogan and stick with brother?
I feel like I'm not old enough to be ma'am, and I know you're going to say that I am.
You're like 10 years past old enough to be called ma'am.
Not.
You are old. You are, what are you, 45 now?
It just...
No, wait.
I don't...
You're 46.
Okay, why does that number have anything to do with this conversation?
Because it denotes whether I call you miss, which means young woman, or whether I call you ma'am, which means mature woman.
Okay, so from Cosmo, which I believe more than any nonsense coming out of your mouth, ma'am isn't just a form of address. It is a way for a perfect stranger to let us know how old he thinks we are. And
how
that
old do
is
you think
true.
You are?
Well, it ain't ma'am old.
Are you miss old?
Pardon me, ma'am.
Because you sure
you
as hell ain't
grandchild?
Miss old.
Don't you have a grandchild?
Sir, well, that...
All
okay.
right.
First
ma'am.
Of all...
Ma'am.
All right, thank you, Sam.
You
ma'am.
Can stop talking!
Listen, Grandma.
Ma'am is doubly insulting, and sir is awesome. Sir is what knights are called and what Paul McCartney is.
Mm-hmm.
Sir sounds like you're sitting in a castle eating a rack of lamb. Sir means you're respected.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am...
Okay, madam.
All right, we got to take a break. 576. Sam, line them up. 576. Sam Stevie the Third. Grandma Dana Wright.
Knock you all out.
Grandma Dana Wright. Do you have a grandchild or not? Do you or do you not have a grandchild?
Chris's
yes or no?
Adult son has a baby.
Okay. Are you married to Chris?
Yes.
Okay. Is that child Chris's grandson?
Yes.
Are you married to Chris?
Yes.
Okay, Grandma.
No,
I'm Scott Parks
not!
On KMBZ.
You should have been gone. Knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone. After all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer.
It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Don't forget, on Tuesdays, we also do terrible jokes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. What time do you guys want to do the terrible jokes?
I won't let go.
We could do 3:45, we could do 4:45, or 5:45.
We do 4:45.
4:45
yes.
This afternoon.
Got kind of a serious topic coming up at 3.
Jot that down here real quick. 16:45 hours.
Really hard to go from the death penalty to terrible joke Tuesday.
We will do terrible joke Tuesday. 16:45 hours. Okay. Bonnie in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Dana, you drive man crazy with your silly stuff. I wonder if it's okay to call you Mrs. Katz,
sure.
Grandma.
Sure.
Really? I don't think you would even like being called Mrs. Chris Katz. I think you have a problem. You're going to have a real problem when you get older. Because being called grandma is nothing bad.
Oh no, I don't think it's bad. It's not I don't feel like it's the title is mine. I feel like that title belongs to Jonathan's mother. Mm. I truly do.
And you're not a grandma until Jack has a kid or Sophie has a kid.
I just feel like that's her name. And she waited so long to have that name. Mm. I mean, so long.
She becomes grandma when she wants to become
grandma. I will tell you when
I'll tell you when I'm grandma. God dang it. Ryan and Lawrence. What's up, Ryan?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. You really cracked me up, both of you. All right, here's the thing. Number one, I wanted to go back to what was said earlier. You know, Scott, when someone calls me sir, you know what I do?
What look for your father.
Exactly. I look for my father because anytime someone calls me sir, it's unfathomable. Number two, when we talked about getting rid of master bedroom and all that jazz in the last hour, I told Sam, quite frankly, and colleges like KU are going to go completely bananas when they hear me say this. You might as well get rid of master's degrees.
We heard that earlier this week.
Well, there's some rumblings about it, Ryan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're not screwing around, man. Anything with master in it other than, you know what, they're talking about changing.
I'll tell you this. One of my, as much as I joke about ma'am, and there's been a lot written about this, I didn't just wake up today and decide I was the only person in the universe that doesn't love ma'am. If you Google, why do women hate ma'am, you will get results.
Yep.
However, my son, when I ask him if he's done something, will say it in a very sweet, coy, loving way. I'll say, sweetheart, did you get this done? Yes, ma'am. And I love it when he says it to me. So when Jack says it, I love it.
Why is it disrespectful when other people say it then?
Because and there's an NPR article about this as well. It denotes age. I don't know why. But you are inviting a stranger to basically guess how old you are. And you remember this example, Scott. Senator Barbara Boxer was questioning, I think it was
a two-star general.
Yes. And she asked him, why has this or that been delayed? And he replied, ma'am, at the such and such. And she stopped him and said, you know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? And he replied, yes. And she says, it's just a thing. I worked hard to get this title, so I'd appreciate it. Yes, thank you. And he replied, yes, senator. Mm-hmm.
So we should refer to you as radio host? Radio host, right?
If I'm not mistaken, to her discredit, and I'll look it up and double check. If I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I don't believe at any point during that hearing did she refer to him as Major General or General. And I would argue he earned that. I'll look up the script. But yes, I remember that. That was several years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And he referred to her as yes, ma'am, which is what you are taught in the military to refer to somebody who is higher than you or someone that you respect. So he was doing what he was taught.
But is it also a Southern thing, Scott?
No.
I think in the South, ma'am is no one would even think or blink twice.
In the military, for example, let's say she was a 3-star general, okay? And I believe he was a 2-star general, which is a major general. If he had referred to her in any other way, let's say she was a lieutenant general, okay? If he had referred to her in any other way other than ma'am, he would have been scolded.
Listen to this from mom.com. Maybe it's that ma'am always seems to be uttered with an annoyed tone of voice.
Not at all.
Maybe it's that no one ever addresses someone they think is sexy as ma'am.
Well, you are older, so you've kind of lost that sexiness. News is next on KMZ. I gotta go.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.